Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Becharis, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis and Gimel, and today's Mishnah is bringing B'schos Esrbas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Defined, receiving Hagon Bikar of Mamesh. And we're discussing Mumin on Kehanim. The Mishnah tells us that Kereach Pasol, a bald Kohen, is possible to Avaida. The question is, Ezu Kereach? What does it mean he's bald? Answer is, Kol She'en L'shita Shel Ser Makefes Me'ozen L'ozen. That's if he doesn't have a band or strip of hair that goes from one ear to the other, that's specifically behind his head, that's considered Kereach, which is Pasol. As even if he has a majority of the hair on his head, he just doesn't have a strip that goes from one ear to the other, that's a psol, vim yeshle. But if he does have this strip, hare is a kusher, he's kusher, even if he's missing most of his hair. Now the mission discusses what's actually said in the pasuk. The pasuk uses the lashon of a gibein, oidakoi tavul be'inoi. So what's gibein? What does this mean? What type of mum is this that it's a psol? The answer is, according to one man damer, ain le gvinim, he doesn't have gvinim, which is eyebrows. There's no eyebrows on this man. Or ain le el gavin echad, he only has one eyebrow. Hu gibein amr b'tayro, that's the gibein that's said in the Torah. Now Rabbi Daisa tells us, kol she gvin of sheichvin, that's if his eyebrows are resting or laying over, meaning his eyebrows are so long they cover over his eyes. That's the gibein that's said in the Torah. Now, Rechnaim and Tignus Timer, he argues the gibein is not milashain gabois einov, eyebrows, it's a lashain of gav, which means back. In other words, mishyesh la shnei gabim ushte shidrois, it's somebody who has two backs and two spines. Now, obviously, a person who has two spines can't live, and so we're not referring to that. It's talking about a person who's such a hunchback or his back is so disfigured, it looks like he has two spines. That's a lashain of gibein. Now, they're not arguing with each other regarding all these mumin. Each one agrees with the other one that if he's missing his eyebrows or if he has his back issue, that that's considered mum. It's just the question is, what's the pasuk itself telling us? Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, hecharum pasul. If he's a charum, he's pasul, and this has to do with his nose. Now, what's his nose issue? Ezu charum is a koichel shtei inov ka'achas, somebody who's able to put makeup on both of his eyes like one. If you would want to put makeup on your eyes, you would have to do two separate ones. That's because the vast majority of people, the top of their nose protrudes a little bit, dividing their two eyes, but this person, the top of their nose is so sunken in, they could just run the makeup across both their eyes in one shot, and that's a psul. More eye issues, shtein of lamala, if both of his eyes are set into his head way higher than normal person's, or shtein of lamata, both of his eyes are set much lower into his head than a regular person's, or ein achas lamala v'ein achas lamata, one eye is above and one is regular, or one eye is below and one is regular, or rayas cheder v'soliya ka'achas, he sees the room and the upper story like one. In other words, he's either cross-eyed or he has a lazy eye. He looks one way and one eye is in that direction, but the other eye is kind of floating around against his will. Also, sachei shemesh. If he has to close his eyes because of the sun, he's not able to handle bright light. That's an issue with his pupils. They remain dilated and they don't constrict because of bright light. Or zugdos, either one eye or eyebrow is a totally different shape than the other. Or vahatsiron, his eyes are constantly leaking tears and liquid. It's not that he's crying all day. It's just his eyes are constantly leaking. And vishanashu riseinov, if his eyelashes fell out. In these cases, possible bnei maris ayin. We mentioned this in the first mission of the perek. This is called that he's enemizaru shel aroin. It just doesn't look good. It's repulsive, and it's not proper for such a person to be serving the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with mission Dalin and Hay with more situations. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.